Hello, beautiful. This is Jennifer Hadley, and our prayer for today is for divine discipline. This is one of my favorites. It really is, because it's brought so much benefit into my life, having what Martin Luther King Jr. called a divine discipline. A blissipline is what Reverend Michael Beckwith calls it. So we're placing our hand on our heart, tuning inward, recognizing that the kingdom is within. Breathing deeply, we open our hearts and minds in gratitude, so grateful and so thankful to say yes to the infinite love intelligence. So grateful and so thankful to open our hearts and minds to divine grace, activated in every aspect of our life, in every aspect of our thought and choice. Yes, we live by grace, and we are grateful, so thankful to know ourselves as perfect peace and perfect love right now, that we are able and willing and grateful to discipline ourselves with love, with compassion, disciplining ourselves for love, for compassion, walking the talk and living like a bodhisattva, bringing benefit with every step. So we're disciplining ourselves to choose love, to know love, to recognize love, to be interested in love, more interested in love than any other thing. Yes, placing on the holy altar fire of divine love any limiting thoughts, any temptation to choose negativity, blame, shame, regret, resentment, hurt, fear, doubt, worry, thoughts of revenge. Oh, we're placing all of that on the holy altar right now, and we're declaring ourselves willing to be divinely disciplined, willing to anchor ourselves in the loving choice now and forevermore. We are grateful and thankful to know ourselves as the loving beings that we truly are. Our true identity is showing. It's beautiful. So taking this breath of gratitude, we share the benefits of our healing and our expansion with everyone. So grateful that we're one with them. So grateful that the oneness already is. And we're remembering it, we're accepting it, we're allowing it fully and completely as our life of love. In gratitude, we let it be, and so it is. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, what a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing it is to be prayer partners. And lots of good stuff is coming up. What I'm loving right now is the Sacred Circle program is underway. My Sacred Circle is underway. So we're doing the Tuesday Q&A calls, and I'm going to be sharing more wonderful tidbits and discounts and savings and all kinds of wonderful things with that Sacred Circle. And if you haven't already looked at what I'm offering, you can discover all of it at jenniferhadley.com. Also would like to draw your attention to three retreats that I'm doing with David Hoffmeister: Christmas week, New Year's week, and the first week in February. Three retreats. The Christmas and New Year's are back-to-back, so you could come and enjoy two whole weeks of retreat. It's a wonderful way to spend the holidays. So come and join me and David on retreat at the Living Miracles Monastery in Utah. We are going to have a magnificent time. Oh, yes. And then we're going to have a playful, fun vacation retreat in Hawaii, on the Big Island of Hawaii, at a beautiful retreat center there, first week of February. So wonderful options to retreat in beautiful, gorgeous places in nature with David Hoffmeister and myself. All the details are at jenniferhadley.com. access the Sacred Circle, the retreats, and so much more right there on my website. Thank you for being my prayer partner today, my beloved, beloved. Have a beautiful and blessed day in that divine discipline, strengthening your heart and mind, making that choice for love.